Dooley and Gerard, weekday afternoons at 3 on ESPN 850, WKNR Cleveland, and streaming live on ESPNCleveland.com. ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Brought to you by Preparation H. Hemorrhoids, try Preparation H relief with the power of two. First, fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting maximum strength cream at Walmart. Use as directed. It's 208. I'm Matt Fontina. Brown center Alex Mack back in Berea today. Mack returning to the team after he signed an offer sheet with Jacksonville last week. Cleveland quickly matched the offer on Friday to keep him here. Mack will be in Cleveland for at least two more years. And after a few weeks of not knowing his future, Mack is looking ahead.
It means a lot. You know, it's a big weight lifted. It's easy. All that stuff is behind you now, and now I just worry about football, which is what you want. You know, it's stressful not knowing where you're at, what's going on. Now it's handled, it's done, life is good.
Team continuing their off-season workout program today. Brownie's going to be lifting weights, meeting with coaches, and light field work. That'll run the rest of the week. The first minicamp is at the end of the month. Around the league, draft prospect Jadeveon Clowney will not be working out for any more teams before the draft. The MMQB writing that Clowney fears injury during the workouts. The basketball Cavs with their final practice of the year today. Team with their final game on Wednesday. Luol Deng will not play. He has a sore back. To baseball, it ends with the day off today. Tribe on their way to Detroit. Bad weather in tomorrow's forecast for their game versus the Tigers. And swimming news, Michael Phelps is coming out of retirement. Phelps hasn't swam since the 2012 Olympics. Back to back to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And we are very, very happy to have with us, even though he is sitting out his normal role today and Michael Regei is filling in for him, but this is how it rolls with Nathan Zagura. He'll join us on the line, as he's doing right now from, I believe, the Big Apple today. How you doing, bud?
That is correct. Out here for a little a Passover holiday with my wife's family. So, beautiful. You know, checking in for the Big Apple, but happy to be on board with you guys. And happy, first of all, let me just say, I'm thrilled that the Alex Mack situation is done with. It's over with. He's back to work. I think it's a great thing for the Cleveland Browns and a great thing for Alex Mack. And as I said, you know, the perception was maybe they didn't want to play here, but by signing that offer sheet, he said, I think pretty loud and clear, that he was happy to play in Cleveland because there was very little doubt that that would be matched.
And you know, Nathan, you and I talked about this on Friday because obviously it happened after we left the air. But that's the point. It happened so quickly, right? The fact that it happened only hours after he was presented the offer sheet, that the Browns matched it, I think that made a loud statement.
It certainly did, and it's a statement that the Browns are committed to keeping their core group of young guys. Now, could it drive up the prices of the floors for guys like Joe Hayden, Josh Gordon? Sure, but the salary cap's going to be going up as well, and I think it just made a strong statement that, listen, if we draft you here in Cleveland and you have performed to expectations or exceed the expectations and become a core part of this team, we're going to do what we have to do to keep you here. And also, you got to give a tip of the cap to Ray Farmer, Al Shiner, Sashi, Coach Pett, owner Jimmy Haslam as well, because the transition tag got a lot of questions. A lot of people questioned, why save for $1.5 million? You have the potential that he could be gone. Well, as it turned out, by going the transition tag as opposed to the franchise tag, it's going to save the Browns money over the first 2 years of the deal, and it brings Alex Mack here at a minimum for 2 years, potentially for 3 years. That'll be up to Alex Mack. And I think if things go well, there's no question he'll be for 3 years. And we'll see what happens. But by doing that, they saved money and got the long-term deal that could have otherwise been difficult to negotiate under the franchise tag.
Always good to hear from Cleveland Brown Daily's own Nathan Zagura checking in today. You run Park Avenue today, Midtown Manhattan, Nate? You check out the NFL offices?
I wish I was in Midtown. No, we're out in Westchester. But
I got you.
I get to the city a fair amount. I love the city. The Big Apple.
Got me it. Too. Me too. You and I will have to go get into some mischief sometime in Midtown Manhattan. Nathan, just from the football perspective now with regard to Alex Mack, I'd like to get your thought on, listen, this offensive system and what the offensive line is going to be asked to do, I don't know if we could consider it radical, But Rob Chudzinski, of course, and his offensive coordinator, Norv Turner, you know, they like to take the top off defenses and stretch it that way. So here comes Kyle Shanahan in now with his zone read blocking scheme that has offensive linemen in the mindset, we got to move, we got to get out to the edge. How do you believe that Mack and this offensive line will adapt to this with Shanahan's philosophy?
I've talked to many people around the NFL about this exact topic, and they said he is the perfect center to play in the Kyle Shanahan system. If you were to drop a prototype, it's Alex Mack. He has the movement skills. He has the brain to move around there and get things done and run this offense. When I ask people, you know, okay, so fine, you're going to overpay for a center, maybe a little bit, at least, you know, he's the highest paid center in the league. But they said in this offense, Alex Mack could not be a better fit. So I think it is certainly a win-win in that scenario. In the case that his skills, he's not a power center. He's got a little finesse to his game, but he can do everything. But his movement, his ability to move and make plays with his feet is going to lend itself very well to what Kyle Shanahan wants to do. And I also am excited today, Chris Kressley coming in. I know a lot of people have wanted a fullback for this team for quite some time. That's a big bruiser. And fullbacks play a little bit in the Kyle Shanahan offense. I'd say about 25% of the times last year, Darryl Young logged just over 250 offensive snaps. Touches the ball, blocks, can catch it a little bit. But if Chris Kressley can come in and be that blocker, because how many times did we see last year on a third and one, et cetera, you just wish there was one more guy in there to help pave the way. I think it's going to help Ben Tate a lot. I thought that was another good move and showed the difference last year. We all knew it. They wanted to pass to set up the run. Kyle Shanahan came in day one on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford, said, I'm a run. We will run to set up the pass. We are going to be a running football team, and this is another move that says, yes, in fact, that is the philosophy here.
Yeah, I wanted to take that point with you, Nathan, as far as the addition of Pressley, because it's we'll see how it works out. He's a guy who's obviously had health issues. That's why a guy like that is available. So he's out there. He's not been able to stay healthy. But I do think he has a role in this Shanahan scheme. And I think more than anything, it underscores the shift, the philosophical shift that this offense is going to have, because the running game was an afterthought, partly for good reason. You didn't have any backs on this team. But even with a running back of talent on this team, not enough. If that would be my biggest probably complaint or problem with Norv Turner and Rob Chudzinski's approach to things, is that they didn't give it enough of a chance, and they certainly put their quarterbacks in very tough positions. You can clearly see Kyle Shanahan is going to approach this thing much differently, much more methodically, and the doubt, or the question, I shouldn't say doubt necessarily, but the questions that linger over the quarterback position, you've got to give them a friend right away, whether it is going to be Brian Hoyer, whether it is going to be a rookie in some establishing of a running game.
There's no doubt about it, Notorious. You have to have that running game. And, you know, I remember watching Chris Pressley on Hard Knocks with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
A violent blocker, a big, strong guy, and somebody who I think will help, you know, this whole play like a Brown, the toughness. He's a guy who's going to play that way. He's a guy who's going to play physical and help you win at the point of attack. So I think if he can come back from the leg injury that cost him much of the 2013 season, that's a nice addition. But you're right, it's all about the philosophical shift. And when you look at this team and we talk about maybe they're going to go kind of that Seattle Seahawks model. Now, they're not going to replicate what Seattle did, obviously, in 1 year, but I'm just saying, put together a very complete team, a team that can play very good defense, and then a team that can control the ball on the offense with a ground game, surround that quarterback with that kind of talent. By the way, we have Josh Gordon, which already puts our wide receiver talent light years ahead of what Seattle had. But to give that quarterback that help with the ground game and also give that defense the help, because when you actually can control the ball a little bit on offense, your defense can be fresher. It helps them perform. Too often we'd come out, we'd throw the ball, and all of a sudden, boom, the defense is back on the field. And I think that's one of the big reasons why our second half differential last year was so negative. And hopefully that's something that this commitment to running the football can help for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, you're so right, Nathan. That can be a killer. Nathan Zagura enjoying a family holiday just outside New York City, Westchester. Don't go look for him, though.
He's enjoying it. There will be nothing fun going on. If you wanted to look for me on some of my other trips, we could have a pretty good time. Down in New Orleans, we would have had fun. This is a family business holiday.
Good stuff. Nathan, thank you, bud, for checking in.
Of course.
We look forward. Of course, we'll have you back in studio for a couple of days this week. And actually remotely, too. You're going to talk with us from New York or from
New York.
Yeah.
You got that. That's right. Can't wait to do it. And I think it's, listen, another exciting day for Browns fans. This weekend kind of brings everything together with Alex Mack and another tie. We're a little close to the draft. Just exciting stuff all around. Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
See you soon, Nathan.
Talk soon, brother.
All right.
He is Nathan Zagura, again, the regular co-host of this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We got Michael Regei in here today. We got Megan Rock reading tweetage. We've got your calls at 216-578-0850, and we're going to have a conversation coming up soon with Jeff Hobson from CincinnatiBengals.com. At 2:40, that'll be about 2:30. At 2:45, you're going to hear from Gerard Cherry making his regular Monday appearance on this show. Three topics with the three-time Super Bowl champ. Stick around.